N0TR, W2D.
N0TR.
Up on you, make sure everything was okay.
Yes, sir. It's awful cold. And just sitting here looking at some DX and getting ready to go up and eat a salad here pretty quick. How's your day?
Not bad. I've been pretty much been here around the house. Went out and started up both the cars earlier today just to make sure everything's running good. And then I came back into the house and been in here ever since. And all. Even ordered in, had my lunch delivered so I didn't have to go out.
That's a smart thing to do. Oh, I just come in from the chickens about a half hour ago, maybe 20 minutes ago. And they got a system of a 5-gallon bucket, and it's got a heater under it. And two out of the three cups that they're supposed to be water in was frozen. But one of them was still open. So I gave them some corn and oats and checked on them and picked up the eggs and got back inside. Oh, I put a couple of floodlights in the chicken coop for them. And, they're not really heat lamps, but it'll give them a little bit of heat in there tonight. And turn them on. I'll just leave them on constantly tonight.
It won't hurt. And, you know, it'll help. You know, even though they're not heat lamps, it'll sure help keep them warm anyway. So your chickens won't freeze.
You send your OTR with W2T. Yeah, I'm a little leery of putting heat lamps in there. I don't want to burn the chicken coop down or catch a chicken on fire. And, one of them would be fine, but the other one's horizontally located, and so I don't know. It's 120 watts, I think. The other one's 85 watts, so I don't think that's going to get hot enough to burn.
You should be okay. You should be okay. Like I said, I was just calling to see how things, make sure you were okay. You and Bernice are all right, because you're my friends, and I like to keep up with my friends.
Well, I've been looking at DX here, but I don't really see a whole lot. A few of them in Spain and this and that, but there's a few odd tidbits that they're mostly sideband. But Clipperton Island's coming up. Now, I've worked them on all bands except, oh, I think 80. But I'll still try to work them whenever the crash crew gets off of there at first. They were headed out there. I worked the ship that they were on headed to Clipperton. I worked that one many, many years ago. And they sent me a sheet and they had stuff that they sold there, like shark's teeth and things like that. And it was one of the Christensens that sent it.
Worked them before myself and all, but I will try working them again. As you say, after the crowd gets done doing what they're going to do. So anyway, well, like I said, I was just calling, check, make sure everything was okay over your way, and I wasn't gonna go find somebody to warm up the whole house over there to thaw you out. So just giving a check on you there, my friend.
Water drip last night, just in case. I got a new water line from the water meter out front end that's made out of PEX. And I know that stuff can expand a great deal, like up to 5 times, but I don't know if that means anything when it comes to freezing, so I left it going anyway. We went to down to the bank this morning and went through the whatever you call it, the automatic thingy. Got some money for the grandson's birthday, and then I thought, well, I'll just stop here at Walmart Market, and I did. Oh, my gracious me, oh, my. There was some big, heavy-set lady there at the door, and she had a great big coat and cover over. I felt sorry for her. She was just sitting there watching people as they leave for shoplifters, I guess. But it was bitter just walking to the car. I mean, that wind cut you in half.
Well, I walked out and checked my mailbox earlier, and this was about 1:30, and and even then it was cutting through. So I had my Nanuka the North coat on, so that's what I call it anyway. But it's supposed to be colder tonight than it was last night, and you know, a little colder tomorrow, so I guess we'll have to see what happens. And hopefully we'll survive through it. And I don't know whether we'll have church in the morning, but I guess I'll find out if they decide to have it in the morning or not. They'll announce, and then see whether I have to go around there and open it up and see what's going on. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to go look for me something to go get me a cup of coffee to warm up. And all, because I stuck my head out the door a few minutes ago, and it's cold out there, my friend. And let's see, the thermometer says it's back down. It's gotten up to 31 degrees, but that's if you're standing in a place where you're not feeling any of the wind, and, you know, you can basically hide behind something. So been there, done that, and don't have a T-shirt, don't want one. So anyway, well, you take it easy, you and Bernice, and I'll catch you later. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty, it's 35, it feels like 24, and it's 7 to 14 straight out of the north, so it is cold. Take care, W2T, N0TR, clear.
Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Haven't heard you in a long time. How you doing?
Pretty bad spot here. I'm trying to move up a little bit to see if I can get on the X here. Doing fine. I'm in Piedmont at the moment. I've been driving all day and just getting ready to head home on I-85.
Traffic ought to be light enough. If people's got any brains, man, I'm telling you, Gary, it's cold out there, even for this old Kansas veteran. I went out to feed one of the chickens a while ago, and I had on coveralls and a mask and my big parka, and it is really, really cold out there. It says it feels like 24.
Yeah, it was cold this morning. Well, yeah, I headed out early this morning, came over, picked up Matt, NU4E, and he and I drove over to Rock Hill today, and we stopped at a Ham's. The QTH there was selling some items, and I made a purchase or two, and now just heading home.
What, did you somebody sell an estate or something?
Downsizing, he was selling a Glenn Martin roof tower. I already have one, but I was always in the market for another, and so I bought that from him. And then he also had an aluminum universal tilt-over tower, only 30 feet, but it was a good price, and I went over there with my trailer and came home with that and a rotor and some masts, and I'm a happy camper.
Hey, 30-foot tilt-over, you can do quite a bit with that, especially on UHF and VHF, but that's nice. Congratulations, Gary. This is N0TR.
Hey, to Rusty there, didn't mean to exclude you, but I just called one of you. We're just back in Anderson County here, just heading for home. Everything is great, everything is good, and please say hello to Bernice, and hope you guys hang in there, and that's about all. Just wanted to give a report for you.
Are you enjoying life, Gary, and good to hear you. Jump in there anytime. And I gotta go upstairs. She's fixing us a salad before our supper, and so I just been sitting here messing around on CW a little bit. And there is quite a bit of CW on 17 right now, but I think they're mostly USA contacts. But I haven't made any. But now that salad's waiting on me, I hear it calling my name up there now. I'll tell Bernice, she said hi. Take care, Gary. W4EEY, N0TR 73. Be safe out there.
Whiskey 4, Echo Echo, Yankee.